Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much. Well, Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You know, folks, over 30 years ago, there was a survey. A survey was published that I saw, and I don't remember who published it. I don't remember the year. I just remember it was way back in the 70s. And I saw this survey, and it identified the top things that, there actually were a couple of different ways that the questions, a couple of different surveys, and that the questions were asked differently. One was probably something like, what are the top reasons why you left the company that you, the last company you left? Why, what's the number one reason you left? Number two, three, four, five, et cetera, et cetera. And then the other one was, you probably just, you know, what is the most important thing to you? If you're, as you're looking forward to the next, your next opportunity, or as you contemplate your future, what is more important to you? What are some of the things that are more important to you? And the reason that I remember this so well was because what the answers shocked me. The top three or four or five answers that people gave shocked me. And because in those days, I had a young family, and I was trying to raise them and grow my career and improve things, and I was just, you know, just a kid, and I thought, you know, the most important thing anybody would talk about was money, compensation. You know, how much am I going to get paid? You know, what's the most important reason why you left your last job? Because they didn't pay me enough. What's the most important thing you're going to be looking for in your next job? Compensation. First thing I want to know. You know, that's the kind of thing that I thought people would say. Because, as I said, in those days, I was so young, and I was so motivated by, you know, my wife and a kid and a mortgage, that's kind of what I thought. Now, I wasn't greedy, but I was just motivated that way. And so when I saw this first survey back in those days, and the number one reason was not money. The number one reason was not being appreciated by my manager. That's why I left. That's why the person, the majority of the people responded said, because I wanted my opinions to be valued. I wanted to be appreciated by my manager. I didn't like the environment, et cetera, et cetera. And so, and I kept looking down the list, and it was never money. Number one, the number one wasn't money. Number two wasn't. Number three wasn't money. I've seen surveys in the last 30 years, folks, where money was fifth or sixth in the list of the top 10 reasons why people leave a company that they'd worked for or what they want to get when they go to the next job. So that's why when I saw the recent survey, and we reported on this last week with Chuck Martin, when Chuck Martin's recent survey that he conducted revealed that perhaps for the very first time, and I use the word perhaps because I don't want to make it sound like I've seen all the surveys, but folks, I've been paying attention to this, and as you know, I've been tracking these things to a large degree for way more than a decade now on this show, almost 12 years, and really before that even in my consulting business. But I've been noticing it because of that defining moment that I had years ago when I first was so shocked. But now this new survey that Chuck accumulated, perhaps for the first time ever, that compensation topped the list of things that are most important. And Chuck and I talked about that last week. And I thought after the interview, I said, what would cause that to be the answer now? What has happened in the last day, month, year, decade? What has happened since the last report that, and by the way, it hasn't, it's only been maybe 2 or 3 years since I saw another one of those reports or two that continued. And if you remember, if you've heard me speak to some of our HR people, and I've said, how many years have I said, it's never, money is never number one, and they all agree with me. Every time, 100%, they all agree with me. It never is 100%, never is money. But now, this new report comes out. Now, this is one report. This is just one. It could be an anomaly. It could be a freak thing. I trust Chuck's work. I like his work. I know he does a good job because he does it all the time. Like Rick Maurer said in the last segment, he practices his craft. He's good at it. He's got reliable samples. So I trust him. But this is just one report. But it does show that it did report that money was the most important thing. And so what has changed to cause that? And as I thought about that, it occurred to me that I think that the answer is fear. I think that the answer, the reason why money has become, compensation has popped up on the top of the list of why, of what motivates people, what are they looking for, why would they leave their company if they did or if they could on their own, what would be the reason? And if it's money, I think the reason is fear, and here's why. I think the sudden, well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on a break here in a couple of seconds. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to tell you why I think fear has created this. Now, this is my connection. This is not Chuck's connection. I'm going to claim this, for whether it's right or wrong. I'm going to claim this. Chuck Martin's research caused me to think about this, and I want you to think about this with me. We'll do this again when we come back after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers to take us out. The place I love, and here I we're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. You can find all the things that we do right off the homepage, the articles, the archives of past interviews, thousands of each one of those. And you can find my blog there. You can find the newsletter there, the Brain Trust, on and on. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something there that will help you. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter too, twitter.com/Jim Blasingame. The fear, I was talking about fear. I believe the reason why money has popped up on the top of the reason why people are motivated to work now and why they would leave a company or why what they're looking for in their next assignment is now, the number one thing is now money, according to the research that Chuck Martin did. I believe it's fear, and here's why. The sudden collapse of our economy, which began really in Q4 07, if you remember, I predicted that, has created more fear than I've ever seen in my career, folks. In my long career, I've never seen so much fear in the marketplace. And as if this weren't enough, I think corporate top management, and I'm making a general statement, they all haven't done this, but in general, I think the major corporations and the government have overreacted. They've reacted and overreacted to what we're up against. I'm not saying that it was their fault. I'm not saying I would have done anything differently. I can certainly see some of the decisions that they made, and we were in some uncharted territory, and they were afraid of doing too little. Doing too much would not be, in those days, would not be as bad as doing too little. But regardless of whether it was right or wrong, I know what one of the byproducts of all this is fear. When a manager or an employee, my friends, when a manager or an employee is afraid to propose a new idea or take a risk for fear of losing his job or her job, creativity and innovation are the losers. Those are the one. Those are that's what gets hurt. Creativity and innovation cannot happen in that kind of an environment. And where there's no creativity, there's no optimism. Think about that. If all you did was turn a screw on an assembly line, there's no creativity in that. And if that's what you want to do, if you're willing to work like that, that's fine. Most of us, I think, are not like that. Most of us are looking for a way to make tomorrow a little more interesting than today. And that's creativity and innovation. Maybe in small ways, but still there. But when you're afraid, you're not going to be doing that. And so without optimism, the spirit is wounded. And trust dissolves. And relationships break down. And when that happens, fear occurs. And in that kind of an environment, where relationships up all over the chain, the organizational chart, up and down, where relationships are questioned, then feelings that have historically been, you know, more about you know, how do I feel about being here, give way to survival. And survival, in my opinion, in these cases, translates to money. If I can't find fulfillment in how my boss appreciates me, the only other source of employment fulfillment for an employee is money. And so think about that. I mean, you can relate to this. How many times have you felt that you needed to make more money, but you loved where you worked, and so you stayed, even though you wished you could make more money? And how many times have you been offered a better job, a job for more money, I should say, but you weren't sure you were going to be happy there, and so you didn't go? And so that's what I'm talking about. Well, now, maybe that's not what's happening. So, as the economy recovers, and as then I think in the meantime, there's opportunity in all this for small businesses with this change in attitude. There's plenty of small businesses. There's plenty of things for small businesses to be afraid of. But I believe that his research shows also 71% of respondents would rather work for a small to medium company than a big company. So folks, back, if you remember when we were talking about resetting in the previous segment, how we're going to have to reset everything. As you reset your organization, I think all this fear in the marketplace is a chance for you to get some really good employees. Think about that. Think about that, and when you're interviewing your next future employees. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.